I heard from the Rav, name of Reb Chaim, that the Gemara says in Yevamos, that one of the Aseres HaShvadim Shekidish, Bisman Azeh, that ain't Choshen L'Kedushin, to Asom Ko'ov D'Kachovim Gemuvim. And the Gemara dies from the Pasuk, D'Ksiv, B'Hashem Bagadu, Ki Bonim Zom Yoladu. So you see, it's a din d'oraisa, that if a person is becoming meshumed and completely converted to a different religion, or does observe any of the Torah at all, doesn't view himself as being a yid, so he is pocket kedushas Yisrael. So the father's a mumah, but the son, who views himself as a goy and has no identity at all with the Jewish people, is taket kedushas Yisrael's pocket. And the Meiri Avodah Zarah says it, and Daf Chafav, I'll read the Lashon Meiri, Kol sheyotz michal das Yehudis, v'nichnas lo b'chal das acheres, harei etzleinu k'bnei osa das sh'nichnas ba, l'chol dover chutz migitin v'kdushin, v'chol zikas ish v'chulu, u'b'no minei goy gomo, af le'in gitin v'kdushin. But he's a Yisrael Muma, but so therefore gitin v'kdushin we have to be choishes for, but as the son, since his identity is completely severed, even for Gittin Kedushin, he's not a Yid and there's no Gittin Kedushin. And therefore, the Aseres HaShvatim, they're like Goyim, since they no longer observe any of the Torah, so it's Pocket Kedushin Shol, and that's a Dindi Raisa. So the Rav was Mesupik, if they do Tshuva, will the Kedushin Shol return? So I told the Rav that this offhand, and he agreed, maybe should depend on the Mishnah in Sanhedrin, Daf Kuf Yud, that we learn in the Mishnah, Aseres HaShvatim, Ein Masidim Lachso, Shenema V'yashlichem El Eretz Acheres Kayom Azeh, Mahayom Holech V'ein Ocholza, Avheim Holchim V'ein Ocholzim, Divrei Rebbe Akiva. However, Rebbe Elazar disagrees, Rebbe Elazar says, Kiyom Hazeh, Mahayom Ma'afil Meyim, Af Aseres HaShvatim, Shafilu, Sha'afela lahem, kach asida lahoyo lahem. To believe sava adaseres ashvatim asid and lachsa. So you see that Rebbe Elazar holds that tshuva helps for them, and through their tshuva they'll be choised to have a din yisrael and to close the klai yisrael. However, Rebbe Akiva holds that even if they'll return, they do tshuva, their kedusha will not return unless they actually do gavis. If you look at the Gemara in Daf Nun Tes in Sanhedrin, the Gemara says that Bnei Yishmael are not chayv in Mila because the pasuk Yitzchak Yikovel Chazera Yitzchak and not Yishmael, and the Gemara says V'chem Bnei Esav are not chayv because it says Ki Bi Yitzchak V'lo Kol Yitzchak, which comes to exclude Esav. So only Yaakov is the heir of Yitzchak. So you see that the Bnei Esav are not Yisraelim, and only the descendants of Yaakov have it in Yisrael. Except what's difficult about this is that the Gemara says in Kedushan, Daf Yud Ches, that Esav was a Yisrael Muma. The Ramban and Chumash quotes that Gemara to say, you see this Yisrael Muma, that the others had it in Yisrael. Unless we say that Esav had a din, he saw Muma, but his children are not because he married Goyim and so on, so therefore the children are Goyim. But that's not a complete answer because the Ramban is of the opinion that before Matan Torah, the Kedushas Yisrael followed the father, not the mother. So therefore, it's still a sugya because the Gemara in Kedushin says that Esav had a din Yisrael. And here it says that Esav in his mind, because it says Ki Bi Yitzchak V'lo Kol Yitzchak. So it often would say that Esav per se was not excluding from being Yisrael, but Knesset Kos is only telling us that the Knesset Yisrael ultimately will only come from Yaakov and not from the descendants of Esav. And if they had a din Yisrael, it's only that they're nilva to the Knesset Yisrael. But from them, the Knesset Yisrael cannot come. And they therefore, and also they have no Yerusha Ba'aretz. So In this respect, there's a difference between Esav and Yishmol. As Mefoshim say, Rav has it in Chumash also, that Yisrael was nismayed completely from being Yisrael. But Esav was not nismayed initially. It could have been Esav, it could have been Yaakov. Couldn't have been both, because only Ki Mitzav will call Yitzhak. But it only goes to the one who was chosen, who follows in the ways of Avinu. So therefore, Mileda, he was a Yisrael. But after Esav became Yisrael Muma, so his children are Goyim Gemurim. And that's also Mashmah the Lashon Ram, Perikud from Hilchas Melachim. Yotze Esav, Shavei Yitzchak, Yitzchak, Amal Yaakov, Vayitin Lecha, Esbirkas Avram, Lecholus Arecha, Mechlal Shehu Levado Zara Shel Avram, Hamachzik Bedoso Ubezarka Yeshorim, Shebnei Esav Enim Chshuvim Zaro, Kevin Sheenim Holchim Bedarko Shel Avram. So you see that Esav, it could have been Esav, as Biskov says in Pashas told us. It's just because he didn't follow in the ways of his father and didn't follow the ways of Avraham Avinu, so therefore he was excluded because it couldn't be both. And therefore, the Kedushal for the descendants is Poko. But according to what I said, what's from the Rav, from Reb Chaim, since they didn't observe and didn't identify themselves as being Yidden, the Bnei Esav, so the Kedushas Yisrael is completely Poko, like the Aseres HaShvatim. It's interesting, though, that the Yalkut at the end of Parshas Toldos says that the Zaros Shel Esav, that all as long as Yitzchak was alive, they accepted upon themselves Mila. But once Yitzchak died, they mevatel the Mila. The Medrash says, Mahadavid Domel, Lemelech Shenoson, Kisul Ovel, Amlai Zeye Munach Bevoscho, Bevosh Banecho Liolam, Hinichu Oavo Bevosho, Ad Shosh, Nichnos the Base Olomon, the Kemish Nichnos the Base Olomon, Amma Hamelech, Elech Vereb Ben Ohavi, Ma Imye Munach Kesa Ovi Bevosho, Holochu Motso, Shumushloch Baashba, Holoch Lachov, Beketsev Godel. So just in terms of the Peshat, it's a little tzorachi in the Medrash, because since Bnei Esav didn't have Din Yisrael, as I explained, only Esav, and therefore were not commanded in Mila, there'd be no Kiyum in Mila. And so what's the Avera that they Mevatel, the Mila, because they want Mitzvah in Mila.